brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ralph Schoeman is an author, lecturer. He was in the jungles, I'm told, with Che Guevara. He's lived in Palestinian refugee camps. He's a Jewish American. He's written The History of Zionism, 1988, The Hidden History of Zionism, way back when really nobody was even talking about it. I guess we'll talk to him about what brand of particular Zionism he's discussing. There's really no way to go over his entire bio. And he, of course, worked with Bertrand Russell and Edith Russell. There's really no way to go over his entire bio. I obviously do not agree with his political solutions or his political bent, extreme leftist. I don't believe in the left-right paradigm. I know it's false and controlled. I know that the big banks created communism, but his experiences and the things he's seen and the ideas he has, I mean, a lot of them are extremely valid, and so he's here to share those experiences with us, and I've known him to be a truthful and honest person in the information he relays to you. So we're honored to have him with us today. Ralph Schoeman, thank you for coming on.
Yes, thanks, Alex. I think we should skip the question of extremism. You and I are both labeled with that. That's the way to dismiss ideas without having to consider them.
Yeah, I'm not dismissing your ideas, sir, and I appreciate your courage, the places and things you've seen and done. I totally reject the paradigm that we're even given, and I know that you were, you know, into some of that more leftward stuff. You know, back in the 60s, you've kind of expanded on from that point, but just because it's so interesting and it speaks to your credibility just as a historical lens or window, tell us about some of the experiences of your life first so we know who Ralph Schoeman is.
Well, I mean, with reference to the question of Palestine, we have been involved for a very long time in building a movement in opposition to the colonization of Palestine. And the, as you indicated, Alex, the Zionist movement is a colonial settler movement. From its inception, the intention was to remove the indigenous population. What distinguishes Zionism from the normal or usual colonial project in Africa, Asia, or Latin America was that this was not just about that 1% of the population that owns 95% of the national wealth in the United States seeking to seize the resources of subject peoples or to create slave labor conditions to exploit their labor. This had a different dimension. The Zionist project was about replacing the indigenous labor force. The mantra under which Zionist colonization was launched was a land without a people for a people without a land, pretending that no one lived in Palestine and projecting on behalf of its imperial sponsors, because we have to remember that the Zionist movement began in the late 19th century amongst middle class, in fact, upper middle class, Jews who had despaired of struggling against the repressive and reactionary and exploitative regimes of the time that were deeply anti-Semitic and persecutory not only of Jews, but in particular of Jews. And these Zionists sought to gain the support of the Tsar and of Russian imperialism and of French and British and American imperialism, German imperialism, to create an outpost for those imperial powers in which they would remove the indigenous population and form a kind of shock troop to undermine the movement for national independence in the Arab East. So they appealed to all of these regimes for financial and military support.
And they got the support from England.
They got it from all of them, and they certainly got it from England, but the primary sponsor was the United States, because it was the United States that, with Stalin, actually organized the partitioning of Palestine over the heads of the Palestinian people. Now, in 1947, when the UN partitioned Palestine...
Well, stay there, Ralph, because I particularly asked you to go over some of your background first. When we get back, can we start over there?
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, I really want to do that. Folks, I try to bring you different perspectives, different views, different ideas, and Ralph has witnessed quite a lot of his long life, and this should be quite informative. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of this quick break.
It's
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ralph Shulman is a Jewish American, author, lecturer, traveled the world in the last really 45, 50 years. He's witnessed many of the great upheavals. He knew Malcolm X. He knew Che Guevara. He also headed up one of the international organizations that exposed the Kennedy assassination as an inside job carried out by our own government. Ralph, before we get into Palestine and living there in the refugee camps and the history of what Israel really is and who controls it, tell us a little bit about yourself first. I want to go back over some of your life experiences, please.
Well, sure, Alex. I suppose, you know, when I was in Great Britain, I was the executive director of the Bertrand Russell Peace Foundation, and we were involved in negotiations, my own experience, with about 40 heads of state on a variety of questions. I was secretary general of the International Tribunal on U.S. War Crimes in Indochina. I was director of the Vietnam Solidarity Campaign at the time, which had 60 member organizations. And we were also very much involved in arranging the release and negotiating the release of political prisoners in over 40 countries over that time frame. Any of the struggles that involve the oppressed in their resistance to colonial and imperial occupation and exploitation were struggles in which we were engaged over this over these decades, as you mentioned. With reference to the question of Palestine, I think it's important for us to understand that at the time that the United Nations partitioned Palestine over the heads of the Palestinian people through the promotion of this project by Harry Truman in conjunction with Joseph Stalin, the Jewish Agency presented a map of what it called the Land of Israel to the Special Committee of the United Nations for the Partitioning of Palestine. That map was based on the diaries of Theodor Herzl, Volume 2 in 1902, and the map which projected what was the Land of Israel included all of Palestine, all of Jordan, one-third of Arabia, Egypt up to the Nile, including Cairo, one-third of Syria, two-thirds of Iraq, the southern tier of Turkey and Kuwait, Eretz Israel. This project was implemented almost immediately, even before the state itself was formed in May of 1948. The series of massacres that were unfolded in villages and towns across Palestine drove out nearly 800,000 people out of a population of 930,000. The Zionists had obtained only 3% of the land by purchasing it from absentee Turkish landowners. Through the partitioning of Palestine, the UN handed them 55% of the most fertile land. Even before the formation of the state, they had seized 93% of the land. They now had control over 475 Palestinian towns and villages. They reduced to rubble. They wiped them off the map.
Mr. Shulman, let's stop right there for just a moment if we can. Because people think that the Palestinians and the Arabs in that area just hate Israel for no reason. They don't understand that this openly happened. And then if Arabs wouldn't move out, they would openly bomb their homes, car bomb their houses. That's really where the Arabs and the Palestinians picked up on counter bombing. And then today we hear the neocons on talk radio now saying there are no innocent children. Go ahead and just kill everybody in Lebanon. There are major papers. In fact, I have one in a printout here, one of the major Israeli papers, with the head rabbi saying that everyone can be killed in this war, that we need to just go ahead and take everything. And yes, I've seen the maps that they openly promote where Israel's got like half the Middle East. This is madness. And I mean, you're a Jewish American yourself. Most Jews that I know are totally against what's happening. But if that's the case, then how is Israel able to continue in the things that they're doing, the genocidal activities that Americans aren't even aware of?
Well, Alex, you hit the nail on the head here. First of all, of course, I mean, yes, my parents were Hungarian Jews. I have no religious convictions myself.
In fact, you're a Holocaust survivor, aren't you?
No.
But your parents.
70 members of my family, were exterminated. But the irony of that, Alex, is that the Zionist movement were the active collaborators with the Nazis.
We have the official publications they wrote, big magazines and letters. They really liked Hitler, yeah.
They supported all of the reactionary anti-Semitic regimes. They colluded with them in ridding Europe of its Jews because they had in mind a colonial project in Palestine, although they actively resisted and opposed and sabotaged any attempts for persecuted Jews to escape Europe to the United States or Canada or Great Britain or Australia. They were totally collusive in preventing that. But that's a large question that I'd certainly like to address. It's addressed in my book, The Hidden History of Zionism, and in other books of that that I've written together with Maya Schoen, my wife. Alex, I'd like to mention that we're actually holding a meeting for your listeners in the Northern California in Berkeley on August 17th at 7 p.m., called Apocalypse Now, the U.S. and Israeli Master Plan for the Middle East, which will take place at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Hall in Berkeley, 1924 CETA. So I'd encourage your listeners to attend that.
There's another event here in Austin tonight at the Universalist Church. They're going to be showing my film, Martial Law. Now, Ralph, I interrupted you. I want to go back now because I really have studied the history of this. The Arabs, the Palestinians, were extremely peaceful. Palestine was one of the more peaceful and productive areas over there. There were Jews living there. They got along extremely well with the Palestinians.
Yes.
And contrary to popular belief, Muslims actually revere Jews and obviously think that the first big prophet is Abraham and then Moses. And that's why you always hear the Arabs say the Zionists, the Zionists, the Zionists. And so really, again, what we've seen the labor Zionists and the Likudniks now do in Palestine has actually turned the Arab world against Jews. And I also found the documents, and it's admitted, that our government went in at the end of World War II and actually found the more Wahhabiist radical Muslim sects to try to put them in power, to actually put military heat on the Jews to keep a military government in control of Israel so that they could continue to fight and then have the pretext to expand Israel. Is that a accurate analysis?
Well, Alex, look, the Jews in Palestine who were indigenous were wholly integrated within Palestinian society as they were throughout the Arab East. In fact, if you meet a Jew from Yemen or North Africa or from Iraq, you're talking to an Arab who happens to have Jewish religious convictions. He looks like Gamal Abdel Nasser. He has the wedding customs and the mores and the eating habits and the dress and the manner of any other Arab. He just happens to be an Arab who is a Jew as opposed to a Christian or a Muslim. Let me tell you this, Alex. The head of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, George Habash, was a Christian. The head of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Naif Hawatmi, was a Seventh-day Adventist. One of the principal representatives of the PLO in Paris, Ilan Halevi, was an Oriental Jew. Maya and myself have lived in the Palestinian camps, worked with the executive committee of the PLO. We lived throughout the Palestinian camps in Lebanon during the siege and occupation of 82. The Palestinians could care less about who's a Jew, who's a Muslim, who's a Christian. The city of Ramallah in the West Bank is almost entirely a Christian city. It voted overwhelmingly in support of Hamas.
I know, but Americans believe that all Arabs have giant 15-foot daggers and will literally cut all Christians' heads off and suck their blood out. I mean, they think Arabs want to kill everyone and make everyone convert to Islam, and that is a total lie unless you're talking about the Sudan.
Well, it's not even in the Sudan. I mean, you're talking here against essentially about the notion of untermensch, you know, inferior peoples. It's part of the colonial and imperial ideology. But let's be clear about this. The colonization of Palestine was a project to remove the indigenous population through massacre. Let me give you, we've been now reporting, all of us, about the massacre that has just unfolded in Qana, in Lebanon, in which the village of Qana was destroyed and the hundreds of civilians were literally butchered in that city. Do you know that occurred on the 10th anniversary of the same event occurring in 1996?
Yes, I did. I know that the Israelis like to do it on certain dates to publicly be able to take credit for it while at the same time denying it.
You know, Maya and I went in 1982. Here's an irony for you, Alex. The invasion of Lebanon in 1982 proceeded under the rubric of peace in the Galilee. Now, the inhabitants of the Galilee had, the real Galileans had been driven out of the Galilee by the Zionists in 47 and 48 through massacre. The survivors had regrouped in the refugee camp called Ain el-Helwe, which means sweet spring on the outskirts of Sidon. There are about 100,000 of the Palestinians from the northern Galilean areas of Palestine who were driven out in 47 and 48. In 82, the Zionists took Ain el-Helwe as a grid. They divided it into quadrants. They bombed it, saturation bombing, 10 days and 10 nights. Then they shelled it from the sea and from the mountains for 10 days and 10 nights. They reduced it to rubble. Then they brought in the bulldozers. We were there. The bulldozers not only closed off the shelters where people were seeking refuge from the bombs, but they buried these people alive. The mass graves in Ain el-Helwe were such that the bodies formed rivulets of body fluids, little rivers of body fluids that were flowing across Ain el-Helwe up to Sidon. The body fluids actually invaded the offices of the International Committee of the Red Cross, who moved their offices and didn't write a mumbling word. These massacres were recreated in Rashadiya, in Albas, in Mia Mia, in Burj al Barajni, not to mention Sabra and Shatila.
Well, sir, we have major Israeli papers today saying that they can kill every man, woman, and child.
Yes.
They're actually saying that those people are not human. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in
the Yeshiva Rabbinical Council, during time of war, enemy has no innocence. And this is out of the Ynet News, a big Israeli publication over there. It says the Yeshiva, I'm pronouncing that right, Rabbinical Council announced its response to an IDF attack on the village. According to Jewish law, during a time of battle and war, there is no such term as innocence of the enemy. all of the discussion on Christian morality are weakening the spirit of the army and the nation and are costing us the blood of our soldiers and civilians, the statement said. Ralph Schoeman, I mean, I've got a bunch of Israeli newspapers saying similar things, just saying, look, we're allowed to kill everybody, and we're going to. But then in our news, we hear that Israel lovingly doesn't want to target any civilians, and it's all an accident when they shoot rockets right through the Red Cross symbols on the vehicles. I mean, what's going on?
Well, let me quote to you from the Labor Histadrut, General Federation of Workers publication, Davar, describing the process through which the Israeli state was created. Quote, this is about the massacre in Douema, and there were massacres in every village and town across suffering Palestine. Quote, they killed between 80 to 100 Palestinian men, women, and children. To kill the children, they fractured their heads with sticks. There was not one home without corpses. The men and women of the villages were pushed into houses without food or water. Then the saboteurs came to dynamite them. Commanders ordered soldiers to bring women into the buildings they were about to blow up. They prided themselves on raping the Arab women before shooting them to death. An Arab woman with her newborn baby was made to clean the place for a couple of days, and then they shot her and the baby. Educated and well-mannered commanders who were considered good guys became base murderers, and this not in the storm of battle, but as a method of expulsion and extermination. The fewer the Arabs who remain, the better, unquote. That's the process through which all of Palestine was colonized.
But this isn't you, Ralph Schoeman. Major pro-war Israeli papers are saying, don't listen to Americans and don't listen to Christians and others that say we shouldn't kill everybody. We're allowed to. And then, I mean, how do the Israelis expect the Arabs not to want to fight them with their tinker toy weapons?
Well, if anybody would resist the occupation and destruction of their entire population, let me quote to you from Rafael Eitan, chief of staff of the Israeli Armed Forces. We declare openly that the Palestinians have no right to settle on even one centimeter of Eretz Israel. Force is all they do or ever will understand, and we shall use the ultimate force until the Palestinians come crawling to us on all fours. And here is a statement before the Knesset's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. When we have settled the land, all the Arabs will be able to do is scurry around like drugged roaches in a bottle, unquote. David Ben-Gurion was the so-called George Washington or founder of the Israeli state. Here he is writing to his son in 1938. A partial Jewish state is only the beginning. We cannot be prevented from occupying other parts of the country and the region. In 1938, he was more explicit. The boundaries of Zionist aspiration, he told the World Council of Poal Zion in Tel Aviv, include all of Lebanon, all of Syria, today's Jordan, all of Cisjordan, the West Bank, and the Sinai. After we become a strong force as the result of the creation of the state, we shall abolish partition and expand to the whole of Palestine. The state is only a stage in the realization of Zionism, and its task is to prepare the ground for our expansion. The state will preserve order not by preaching, but with machine guns. Here he is in May 1948. Prepare to go over to the offensive. These are his directives to the general staff. Smash Lebanon, Transjordan, and Syria. The weak point is Lebanon, for the Muslim regime is artificial and easy for us to undermine. We shall establish a Christian state there and smash the Arab legions. Eliminate Transjordan. Syria will fall to us. We then bomb and move on and take Port Said, Alexandria, and Sinai.
Meanwhile, Ralph Schoeman, our mainstream media says, the crazy Arabs and Palestinians claim Israel wants the whole region. They're nutty conspiracy theorists. Then I read mainstream Israeli papers, and they're openly saying that all of this is the aim. Do you think Syria is stupid enough to launch a counterattack on Israel? What do you think Israel's going to do in the next few months?
Well, we have to keep clearly in mind, Alex, you and I have been discussing the meaning of 9/11. The very category of terror was the replacement, the ideological replacement for the so-called menace of subversion, the rationale for huge military budgets, $10 trillion over 40 years, more than the combined value of everything produced in the society. That's what the operations in the Middle East are about. The dismantling.
No, I understand. They have continual war, then consolidate all the wealth under the elite's hands, When we get back, we'll talk to Ralph Shulman.
That's
I want to talk about
9/11
what
is for, Alex.
I know. Well, we'll get into 9/11, the inside job, and then we'll get into what you personally witnessed when you've been over in the Middle East. And by the way, we've gotten emails where people are saying they want to kill all Arabs on Earth. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
We'll go right back to Ralph Shulman here in just a moment. Don't forget, if you want to see my new film, Terror Storms, premiere, we'll be showing it first, you know, the final edition. I showed a rough cut in L.A. last month. We'll be showing the final edition in Dallas at the Lakewood Theater in Central Dallas on the 26th of this month, the 26th of August. And then I'll give a 45-minute speech, take some questions. Then we're going to have Jim Mars, who wrote the screenplay for JFK and the book it's based on, with a speech titled JFK to 9/11. And then I'm going to show 35, 40 minutes of some of the best clips and information and up, you know, video of David Rockefeller and Queen Beatrix up at the Bilderberg Group meeting in Ottawa last month. And then Shanghai 5, a great lounge act, great music, anti-New World Order lounge singing. Wait till you hear it. They even play big Vegas, arenas, so they're a very popular group. They'll be playing from midnight till 2 a.m. It's only $10. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. They are going really fast. And then in early September, what, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then the next week on the 13th and the 14th at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. These events always sell out. If you want to go, get your tickets now or decide if you're going to go. to either one of these showings, either in Dallas, the one showing, or the five showings here in Austin. But the best thing you can do is get a hard copy of Martial Law. Here's what Dylan Avery, the director of Loose Change Second Edition, had to say about it. Terror Storm sets a new standard in documentary film making. Alex Jones knocks it out of the park yet again. And then here's the back of the film cover. The terrorists aren't who you think they are. Throughout history, criminal elements inside government have carried out terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm reveals how in the last 100 years, Western leaders have repeatedly murdered their own citizens while posing as their saviors. In Terror Storm, you will discover that September 11th, the attacks of 7/7, and many other terrorist events were self-inflicted wounds. You will witness British Special Forces troops caught in the act of staging terror attacks in Iraq and see official U.S. government documents laying out plans to hijack passenger planes by remote control. You will learn how the Reichstag fire, the Gulf of Tonkin, and the U.S.-backed Iranian coup of 53 all were incorporated false flag terror events, all interconnected false flag terror events. The powerful documentary explores the mindsets of the average brainwashed Westerner and delves deeply into the systems of control which have systematically been crafted to imprison their minds and keep their eyes closed to the realities of the world around them. Special features include over an hour of the 9/11 symposium in L.A. from four-camera shoots, Charlie Sheen's speech, part of the panel discussion, and a lot more, and film trailers from my past films. It is over 3 hours long when the official DVD comes out in 2 weeks, but you cannot wait. You can get the film itself for $19.95 on DVD. Order that one to support us, and then order the official one when it comes out. We cannot wait. Get the DVD, the emergency release I just put out. Every copy is signed. Get it now. Go to InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And the power of you, the listeners, taking action, grassroots, force multiplied, getting the DVD, making 10, 15 copies. It's so easy on your DVD burner. Or dump them to VHS tape, whatever. Give them to people. Tell them to research the information in the films. When they find out the films are accurate and true, all of my films, then to make copies of the film themselves and pass it on. That's what we've been doing, and that's how we're beginning to really bring the official 9/11 fraud to its knees. So please join us in this. And one more program note. C-SPAN for the fourth time aired our 9/11 Neocon Symposium Roundtable discussion yesterday. It got hyped all over the web, all over radio, all over the place, and on C-SPAN, and had a huge effect. And I want to thank all of you out there that promoted this and got the word out on it. Millions of people woke up with the four showings on C-SPAN. Going back to Ralph Shoman, a human rights activist, author, lecturer. He's been all over the world on front lines seeing this. And he was getting into the massacres and the refugee camps. But then he jumped into 9/11 being a foundational event really to expand the global war economy. Ralph, 9/11 being an inside job. I met you in Chicago. You eloquently spoke on this. Tie it together for us.
2001, I mean, with World Trade Center Uncensored History, which was a seven-hour broadcast on WBAI, and then 9/11 in the capitalist state, 9/11 false flag operation, the smoking guns of 9/11. Like you, we've been at this nonstop since the event, but I want to mention one thing to you. You know, in 1993, and I wrote a piece about it at the time, the World Trade Center was bombed. Now, at the time of the World Trade Center bombing, it was immediately imputed to Al-Qaeda-like figures in Osama bin Laden, yes? In fact, this was an FBI operation. Imad Ali Salem, an FBI operative and a high-ranking Egyptian intelligence officer, was sent in by the FBI office in New York into the mosque of the blind Egyptian Sheikh, Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman, both in New Jersey and in Brooklyn. He carried, he wore a wire through all these meetings. He recruited young kids to come to meetings to discuss what was happening in Egypt, the oppression in Egypt. And he had these kids on a need-to-know basis. He arranged the safe house. He arranged the dynamite.
Well, it's the same thing, and it's the same thing in Miami. It's the same thing up
yeah.
in Canada. They create the groups out of young, many times on welfare, mentally retarded young people. They train them. They give them the bombs. They give them the detonators. Please continue.
The kids didn't even know what they were involved with, and the woman who actually arranged the Rito Rent-A-Van and the safe house was Guzi Hadass of the Mossad. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is that after the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, when Imad Ali Salem was arraigned, he said, well, my FBI controllers told me that they'd give me dynamite that wouldn't detonate. That's in Ralph Blumenthal's piece in the New York Times, in the L.A. Times, in the Village Voice. This is nothing arcane. This was a false flag operation from day one, and it was the predicate for the 2001 events. By the way, that's under Clinton's watch. It's not one or another. This is the 1% that controls 90% of the national wealth. It's systemic. And to bring this into relation to what's happening in Lebanon, how has this thing been presented, this current onslaught into Lebanon? It's supposedly based upon, quote, kidnapping, unquote, of Israeli soldiers, two Israeli soldiers. Here's an article, July 25th, by Joshua Frank. Kidnapped in Israel or captured in Lebanon. Justification for Israel's invasion on thin ice. He says the original story, as the media tells it, goes something like this. Hezbollah attacked an Israeli border patrol station, killing six and taking two soldiers hostage. The incident happened inside Israeli territory. Here is the Agence France-Presse. Lebanese police forces confirmed that two Israeli soldiers were captured in the southern Lebanon in the area of Aita al-Sha'ab when an Israeli special forces unit had attacked the area. Here is the French news site, www.voltairenet.org.
Well, let me just stop you, Ralph. You may not be aware of this. UPI, AP, there's got to be 10 news wires. All actually did report that they were part of the special forces units over the border,
that's
not
right,
debatable.
Alex. I was leading up to Associated Press, Hindustan Times, WSNBC, the National Council of Arab Americans based in Lebanon, first-hand reports. There's absolutely no ambiguity about this.
Well, this goes back to Bush's White House memo where he tells Blair we can fly a plane low, paint it up like UN to get it shot down. I mean, they do this. They send troops out as bait.
Now, here's the San Francisco Chronicle on July 21st. Israel set war plan a year ago. Of all Israel's wars since 1948, this is the one for which Israel is most prepared, said Gerald Steinberg, professor of political science at Bar-Ilan University.
We've covered that ad nauseum, Ralph, I'm glad you're bringing it up. The point here is Israel is a war economy, just like we are, and we've got to have wars. So what is the goal? We know that Bush gave the ultimatum to Iran. This is the beginning of the war drums. They're hoping to go ahead and bombard Syria. The neocons went public a week ago saying our government supports an attack on Syria. They've tried to claim that the troops were taken to Iran that were captured, so we need to attack Iran, similar to the fraud story of a month ago, 2 months ago, that Iran makes Jews wear yellow stars. It's like saying Saddam was throwing babies out of incubators, PR lie.
Yes,
we know the government, spends $118 million on fake letters to the editor, $1.6 billion in fake newscasts. We know they're lying to us, so in your educated view, you've been over there, you've been watching this. I'm trying to find out, what do you think Israel's trying to get out of this this latest push?
The latest push is about emptying the population of southern Lebanon, occupying Lebanon once again, and preparing for the dismantling of Syria and Iran ad seriatim. Look, we published in the Hidden History of Zionism the Oded Yinon Plan of 1979, a strategy for the 1980s which called for the dismantling of each Middle Eastern state into its ethnic and religious components. And
they reiterated that in 1983. They want to break Iraq into three parts, Syria into two parts, Iran into six parts, and then turn each ethnic group against each other and then have armored military citadels that just simply oversee the ethnic cleansing and extermination.
But that is precisely what 9/11 was brought to facilitate, because the U.S. rulers had designed to deconstruct and tear apart each country in its turn, seize its resources, And it's an expression of the, you know, we're talking about a system in terminal decay here, something on the order of $79 trillion of debt, a paper currency that isn't worth, if it were on porous paper, where it could suggest a better use.
So they've got to have a war, as Brzezinski said in 97, to unify us, the slaves, against the, quote, Central Asian barbarians.
And this is the architecture of the fascist state, as you've been documenting, as we've been with our martial state, the United States, with testing the waters, military rule in America, the Northern Command, all of these false flag operations, which include the pandemics. You know, one of the talks that I gave in New York recently was called From Forging 9/11 to Creating the Next Pandemic, a System in Terminal Decay. These pandemics, Alex, flow from military laboratory manipulation of virus genomes, creating variants for which there is no immune response.
We have the official documents. We know they continue to do it. The PNAC document talks about legitimizing the use of race-specific bioweapons to wipe out certain subsects of the human species.
And that's where the quarantining comes in, and that's where the introduction of the military comes in, and the detention camps.
That's the smoke screen for martial law, and they've now recruited in 13,000 counties pastors and preachers telling them the pandemic's coming, the gun confiscation is coming, the mass roundup is coming, oh, it's going to be so wonderful.
And who do you think has all of the ownership of the pharmaceutical companies, the Carlyle Group, and Mr. Rumsfeld, who made a 720% profit just on his stock holdings in Tamiflu? It's the same old, same old. 9/11 is...
They also made money off of the antibiotic Cipro for the anthrax attack, which they clearly launched.
You know, in the marvelous book Clouds of Secrecy by Lester Cole, it documents 40 years of the Pentagon releasing trillions of bacilli across the United States in over 218 civilian sites, as the New York Times confirmed. The subway system of New York, the school systems of Minneapolis and St. Louis, above all in the Bay Area, where in San Francisco, where I live, where there was a tenfold...
But the government isn't a threat, Ralph. It's those evil Arabs. So what if Bayer knowingly, on purpose, put HIV and killed over a million people, 200,000 here in the U.S., with hepatitis C? Maybe those little hemophiliacs need to die. Maybe they're with Al-Qaeda. Maybe the black men needed to be given syphilis. Maybe we needed to radiate the atomic soldiers and children. Maybe Israel needed to kill 110,000 Jewish children with the ringworm children. Maybe they're all with Al-Qaeda.
Well, of course, they must be, since Al-Qaeda is a construct of the Central Intelligence Agency. So I think you ordered $6 billion handed over to Osama bin Laden and Gulbuddin Hekmatyar during operation in Afghanistan. So what we're really describing here is an assault upon our own population. All of this is preparatory to the subjugation of the mass of our working people, who produce everything of value through their labor, that is seized and sequestered, while the entire support structure, all the gains of over 100 years, are being dismantled. The 8-hour day, a thing of the past. Healthcare, pensions, social services, dismantled. All of the
Remember the woman saying to Bush, I work three jobs? He said, that's wonderful. That's uniquely American. The standard of living's destroyed. The family's falling apart. And since you bring all this up, Ralph, I'm going to bring it up. You know, you talk about Stalin working with the U.S. and England to set up Israel. Every time I see communist governments get in control, they murder their population, they enslave, the Rockefellers fly in and own all their factories. And I'm telling you, every time they use well-meaning leftists to bring it to power, then they kill you guys, and then they set up their banker paradises. Hey, take China. Jiang Zemin said Chinese capitalism is the greatest form of communism of the day he retired. That was BBC, and that confused people. I want you, as an admitted leftist, to answer that question. The fruits... Now, everything you've said is accurate, historical, documented. All I do is research this stuff. You've been there. You've seen it. I'm saying you're telling the truth. Now I'm asking about your solution, because the globalists created the UN. They created the communists. They're in control because they always control both sides. Now, I'm asking you to... I know you've shattered your paradigm. You're an intelligent person. Explain to me about the blessed communist.
Well, Well, let's make a distinction from the get-go. I was talking about Joseph Stalin in 1947. The Stalin regime, which is the bureaucratic dictatorship over the Soviet Union, is the result of 14 countries invading on 21 fronts after the Bolshevik insurrection, which took 10 lives, and killing over 7 million people and informing a mass famine. What we're looking at here is the project of capitalist hegemony. After all, we have about 5% of the population of the world within our national frontiers, and yet that 1% of the population that owns more than 95% of the rest of the population combined has control over 70% of the world's natural resources.
But, Ralph, what I'm telling you is... Ralph, hold on a minute. I want to ask you another question. I want to make a statement here. It's human nature. It's Animal Farm. Anytime you create anything centralized, in 5 minutes you'll be back to the tyranny you were at. Every time the communists try to redistribute things, you get a bunch of big fat king rats ruling off people, living in their villas with their racehorses and their 50 mistresses. I mean, come on.
Alex, look, all this nonsense about human nature, 99% of the history of the species was a period in which there were no hierarchies and no class dominion, in which there were, in fact, bands of cooperative people. The class rule that you're describing is about one-tenth of the history of the species over the past 4 to 5 million years.
But once humans went to human agrarian centralized societies, we saw the rise of the strong men, first through the witch doctors, and then...
Well, Alex, look, what we're talking about, if you want to address the question of socialism, is the democratic ownership of the means of production. You want a democratic control of the political process, you need a democratic control of the economy as well.
Why do the bankers then fund socialism? Why do they fund...
Well, that's what we call a bubamite, if you speak Yiddish. That's a ludicrous bit of nonsense.
Well, stay there. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free.
Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Ralph Shulman's our guest, and I'm not trying to get off into a big argument with him here. Take the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, two of the biggest landowners in this country. You go to their meetings. It is Marxist-Leninist commie world. And you go to a Smart Growth Conference. It's the heads of Bank of America, Bank One, former Dallas Cowboys, mayors, Michael Dell. And they're all there, and they use the leftists to go push laws through to grab everybody's private property, the ranches, and they turn around, build luxury hotels, million-dollar houses on it, and the left just charges on ahead of it. And we've got Armin Hammer, and we've got David Rockefeller with the aluminum plants in Soviet Russia, and our government propping them up. And it's the same thing with the oligarchs over there right now in Russia. Every time one gets arrested, it turns out that the Rothschilds really own it. And I mean, Mr. Shulman, what, I mean, you're saying that there aren't corrupt, evil communists in these regimes, and that there aren't collusion with these big financial interests?
Let's be clear about this. There's a structure of power in the United States. It's the ownership of the means of production, the concentration of power in the hands of the commanders of the heights of the economy. Robert Townsend, who was the president of Avis and American Express, who wrote a book called Up the Organization, described it very well. He calculated that about 5,000 people command what he called the control the commanding heights of the U.S. economy. That is a structure of power that captures the state and the political process. The two parties are really one big property party.
Ralph, I agree with you. Everybody knows that. Hold on. Everybody knows that.
Let me address the question that you raised,
sure.
Alex, which is that the movement for democratization of the economy, for popular control over decision-making, is somehow funded by the bankers, which is ridiculous. The bankers have no relationship to the struggle of oppressed people to remove
Ralph,
the dictatorship of capital.
Ralph, let me counter that and explain what I'm saying. Here's an example. The brand of national health care we're going to get is where they're going to tax all of us at exorbitant levels, and then just give our money to the private institutions. These private institutions are bigger than governments, as you know. 44 of the 100 biggest economies are corporations. Big corporations openly lobby for big government to extract our wealth and to then give it to themselves. I mean, and then I hear the left saying we need big government to counter the corporations.
I don't know what left you're talking about, Alex. What we're describing, we raise the question of medicine and the national health care program. It's the insurance companies that have the control over health care in the United States. Look, there's a very fundamental issue here. The trillions upon trillions of dollars that are involved in the waste economy of capital exploitation are sufficient to provide free education, free housing, free food, as a birthright like the air we breathe. We could wipe out every slum in the United States, have a mass transit system, a national health care program, universal health care from the cradle to the grave, with plenty to left over. The productive capacity of this society is huge, but the resources are commandeered. It's a system that's based upon the anarchy of capital exploitation.
So, Ralph, you deny that the global corporations actually take control of governments and expand the power of those governments through government power to suck the population dry.
The state is nothing more than the cat's paw. The state is the instrument for administering. It's the collective executive committee of the capitalist ruling class. That's all it is. And that's
but, sir, what I'm telling you is, Ralph, the capitalists, as you describe them, are not free market. They're nothing but crime syndicates that have created big government. Look how big our government is now.
That's all. Look, the free market economy, as you describe it, is a quaint historical event of the 18th century. Power is concentrated in oligopoly and monopoly.
I'll tell you what, five more minutes, Ralph, so we can plug some of your sites and stuff.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.